Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has reported 10 new local coronavirus cases. Five of the new cases are linked to the Avalon cluster and three are linked to the Croydon cluster. One case is linked to a transport worker and one is under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to wear masks when in public.
Can I stress again, if you're in an indoor place, if you're going grocery shopping, if you're in a place of worship, you have to wear a mask. You should be wearing a mask.
Three new local cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Victoria. The Victorian government believes the infections are linked to the outbreak in Sydney. Victoria had gone more than 60 days without any community transmission. The Victorian government has placed travel restrictions on residents of Greater Sydney, Wollongong, and the Blue Mountains. A COVID-19 vaccine from Oxford University and AstraZeneca has been approved in the United Kingdom. Australia has also signed a deal with AstraZeneca for nearly 54 million doses of the vaccine in 2021. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says 530,000 doses will be available in the United Kingdom from next week.
The rollout will start on the 4th of January and will really accelerate in the first few weeks of next year.
Britons have been told to stay at home for New Year's Eve. The UK is placing more areas under tight restrictions as case numbers continue to rise. Boris Johnson says life should be much better by Easter after millions of people receive their COVID-19 vaccinations. Explosions have killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 50 at Aden Airport in Yemen. Yemen's information minister says he heard two explosions suggesting possible drone attacks. He accused Houthi rebels of carrying out the attack. Yemen has been in a civil war since 2014. A Melbourne man has accused an Uber driver of stabbing him on Christmas Day. Construction worker Sean Savaran and his girlfriend used an Uber to get home from a Christmas Eve celebration. Mr. Savaran alleges the driver accused him of spilling a drink in the car before attacking him with a knife. Police have charged a 26-year-old man in relation to the attack. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News in Easy English.